Agenda item six was deferred, as was noted at the top of the hearing. So that takes us to agenda item seven, which will be the final matter on today's agenda, and that is PR 2022-006568, SD 2024-00007, a request for final plat submitted by the group Ron Hensley as agent for Design Development Group LLC, who requests the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of lots 4 and 5 North Albuquerque Acres, zoned R1C, and located at 9200 Wilshire Avenue Northeast between Ventura and Holbrook, containing approximately 1.99 acres. Is there a representative of the applicant team here?
Ron Hensley, agent for the applicant.
Hello, Mr. Hensley. Please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I'm raising my right hand, and I swear to affirm to tell the truth.
Thank you, sir. Would you please present the project? I know we're back here after a deferral.
Yes, this item was deferred so that the applicant could meet with code enforcement and planning to refine notes for the plat and easement and language for findings for the final plat. I believe everything has been accommodated and we're ready for approval.
Okay, very good. Well, let's see if there's any public comment, and then if there is any, you'll have a chance to respond. So for everyone here in attendance, this is agenda item seven, and it's a request for a final plat at 9200 Wilshire Northeast. Please raise your hand if you'd like to speak on that item. Scrolling through the participants, and I don't see anyone with the hand raised. Again, please raise your hand to provide public comment on agenda item seven. Last call for public comment on agenda item seven. Okay, Mr. Hensley, it doesn't appear that there's any public comments, so we'll proceed to the DFT specialty members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority, Mr. David Gutierrez. Are you there, sir?
I am.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, Water Authority has no objection or comments on this one. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next up is code enforcement. Who'll be delivering those comments?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jacob Boylan.
Thank you, Mr. Boylan. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Code enforcement has no comments and no objections on this matter.
Thank you, sir. And that takes us to Parks and Recreation. Ms. Whitney Phelan, are you there? See, it looks like you're muted there.
Yes, I'm here, Mr. Hearing.
There we go. Thank you. Please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
This is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation, and we have no comments or objections to the requested action. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up is Hydrology. Mr. Tiquan Chen, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next up is transportation. Mr. Ernest Armijo, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Transportation has no objection.
Thank you. And next up is the planning comments. Who'll be delivering those?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I will be, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck. Please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
All right. So I just want to make sure that the applicant's team has reviewed my comments that went out yesterday. Mr. Hensley, did you review them, like the plat note and the conditions that we're recommending?
I believe I saw all those. I had a hard time figuring out which ones were current and which ones were old. But I believe we've addressed everything.
So really the key difference between what's noted in our memo and what we discussed is the drip line irrigation. I noticed I'm just going to go to the notice of decision here for the preliminary plat. We had had a condition in there. The drip line irrigation is required for the landscape terraces, and it was kind of confusing as to how this condition was written, honestly. And what we had intended at the preliminary plat stage, based upon the comments, the comment memo that was submitted, this is the March 13th comment memo from planning. It seemed like we wanted drip line irrigation for the first 2 years of those plants in the landscaping terraces, so that they would have a better chance at surviving. And then after that, hand watering would be acceptable. And so the plat note that we're recommending be added to the plat has some of the standard language that you'd had in your recommended language. So paragraph two notes that a drip line irrigation system is required to operate for a minimum of 24 months after the planting the landscape in the landscape terraces, as depicted on the landscape exhibit, after which hand watering is acceptable. We're tying that to the issuance of the first building permit in another con in a condition of approval. But I just, based upon my reading yesterday of our comments from the preliminary plat and the notice of decision for the preliminary plat, it seems to me like the DHO did approve the drip line irrigation. Do you have an issue with that, or Mr. Rizvi, do you have a issue with that? Because I know this is unprecedented for a platting action, but I know that we worked a lot with the neighbors on this, and because we're tied to the DHO decisions of approval for these preliminary plats, and they did condition drip line irrigation in that preliminary plat. So I just want to get your feedback on that.
I believe we discussed in the meeting that as a finding that prior to issuance of any residential building permits, that
Sure.
evidence of the landscaping irrigation and the landscaping and the irrigation would be provided.
Okay, so we're on the same page. It's tied to, let me see here what we, this is Jay Rodenbeck. Let me go back to my memo here and just see what we have here. Okay, here. So what we're recommending as a condition is the landscaping is depicted on the landscape exhibit titled Wall Schematic Must Be Planted. With the drip line irrigation system installed, provided with the landscape terraces depicted on the landscape exhibit prior to the issuance of the first building permit for a residential dwelling on the subject property of this plat. And that was decided with Mr. Palmer from code enforcement, because that's the easiest way for us on our side to enforce that requirement. So are you okay with that, Mr. Hensley and Mr. Risby, on your end? I see Mr.
This is
Risby's
Ron
hands.
Hensley. I would say that we're okay with that, and that the landscaping can be installed prior to the building permit, but we would not be able to operate the drip line system until the water meter was installed as part of the building permit. And so the drip line irrigation wouldn't be able to be operational prior to building permit, but could be installed.
Okay. I think that this is Jay Rodenbeck. I think the way we have that worded will work.
I
Because
think
we're
so
not
too.
talking about and well, this is Jay Rodenbeck. I just want to note here the second paragraph here. A drip line irrigation system is required to operate for a minimum of 24 months after the planting of landscaping in the landscaping terraces. I'm just trying to think. I'm trying to make this solid so we can all work with this. And it adheres to the preliminary plat approval. Are you and Mr. Risby seeing this?
This is Ron Hensley. I can see it, but I can't read it.
Okay, here, let me zoom in. I just want to make sure we're on the same page as much as we can be before I conclude my comments on this. And I'll put all this information in the chat, but I want to make sure we're clear. I want this to adhere to the preliminary plat and be as workable as possible for the building, for when going to building permit. So it needs to be hooked up to the meter to operate. So does it need to be, instead of tied to the issuance of the first building permit, for the operation, needs to be tied to the issuance of each building per of the building permit for each lot? Is that what you're saying, Mr. Hensley? Because Mr. B is our we talked about this yesterday, and I think he kind of agreed, like, it needs to be, you have to have the water meter installed in there and before you can get the irrigation system actually operating.
This is Ron Hensley, that's correct. The landscaping for each individual lot, their terrace portion will be done at the time of that application for building permit. So each lot will be done individually.
Okay. All right, well, I'll put this information, these comp the recommended conditions and plat note into the chat. Mr. Hearing Officer, just bear with me here. I want to make sure I get this right. At the preliminary plat stage, Mr. Risby and Mr. Hensley can attest, like, we had many, many meetings about this, many hearings, and it took a long time to get this right. So I just want to make sure we get the final plat conditions and findings correct here. So just bear with me here. What else do I have here? I'll make sure before I start adding stuff to the chat. We're clear. Mr. Risby and Hensley, can you confirm if there's been any correspondence? We may have checked on this with you last hearing, but has there been any correspondence between you and the neighbors regarding any change in plant species on that landscape plan?
This is Ron Hensley. We haven't had any communication with the neighbors.
Okay.
So, Mr. Hensley, Mr. Roenbeck, I see Adil Rizvi has a hand raised. Are you there, Mr. Rizvi?
Good morning, Mr. Hearing Officer. Yes, I'm here.
Oh, good. Thank you, sir. Would you please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I'm doing that, and I do affirm to tell the truth. Yes.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. We do not have any comments from the neighbors regarding this landscaping yet.
All right, so thank you so much for confirming that. Let's see here. I just want to note that we did confirm with the applicant's team that the design of the wall has not changed vis-a-vis the wall exhibit approved with the preliminary plat. And just so we have it on the record, I'm going to screen share with everybody right now the wall exhibit, the landscape exhibit, the latest ones we got here, just so we're all clear as to the documents governing this final plat approval. Already got this pulled up here. All right, so this is the wall exhibit that's titled Wall Plan DHO Exhibit. And this is the landscape exhibit, which is titled Wall Schematic in my comment memo, and will be titled this way in the notice of decision. But this is the landscaping on the western side of the subject property and those landscape terraces. And this is the maintenance note submitted by the applicant. So this was used as a basis for the plat note, which we're recommending be added to the plat. Excuse me, sorry. And that language is going to change a bit, but I want to add that to the chat. And like I said, I just want to go back to that plat note again, just so we're all on the same page. I've gone through, oh, one more thing too. Sorry. There's one more condition that we're recommending here that an as-built of the wall construction, as depicted on the wall exhibit titled Wall Plan DHO Exhibit, must be provided prior to the issuance of the first building permit for a residential dwelling on the subject property of this plat to confirm that the construction matches the wall exhibit or matches any changes in the design of the wall in concurrence with the neighbors per condition D of the preliminary plat. And the as-built must be sealed and signed by a design professional licensed in the state of New Mexico. We're recommending that as a condition. And I'm going to go back to that plat note here. This plat note, Mr. Hearing Officer, is kind of unusual, but it's making clear to the property owners who will be purchasing those lots on the western side, lots 1 through 4, that they're going to be responsible for maintaining those landscaping terraces once they purchase the property. And Mr. Hensley, I noted that, or I noticed that it seems like you're going to have a gate on the southernmost portion of the cul-de-sac into this terrace area. So I didn't elaborate in the note on how to access, who will have access, how to access into that those landscape terraces, because that language is a little bit different than your original maintenance note, but I did note that the maintenance responsibilities, the drip line irrigation system, and let's see here. The owner and the developer shall be responsible for irrigating and watering the plants within the landscape terraces per the landscape exhibit while the houses are under construction. So, all right. So what I'm going to do now is start adding stuff to the chat. Just bear with me.
This is Ron Hensley, Jay, if I might.
Go ahead, Mr. Hensley.
You're suggesting adding that note to the plat?
We talked about that yesterday, yes, sir. So the property owners.
This is Ron. It was my understanding that it would be a finding for the hearing, but that the notification, so to speak, to the future owners wouldn't be on a plat. It would be in a disclosure included in closing documents. And that's why that maintenance agreement was included as an exhibit. And the easement note that we added to sheet 3 was to accommodate including that language, but not including it specifically on the plat. That was my understanding, is that and we added that note to the easement note for the landscape buffer, that the future owners would be subject to documents provided at closing. And it was my understanding that that was what we had agreed to, is that the maintenance agreement would be part of the closing and not a note to the plat.
So, Mr. Hensley, I did notice that on the plat, let me share, am I sharing my screen here? I don't believe I am. I'm going to go back to the plat and go back to that easement note. So, note number 7, notes, and this is the easement here. This is where the landscape terraces are. It notes that this is for the joint use and benefit to be maintained by lots 1 through 4. Access to said easement shall be limited to lots 1 through 4 through a gate located at the south end of the cul-de-sac. Let's compare that to the note here. So each owner shall maintain the landscaping on their lot in a neat and attractive manner. Owners of lots 1 through 4 shall be responsible for maintaining their. So this right here is the language. I want the property owners, whoever's purchasing those lots, to be aware of that. And I thought we came to the agreement that to be as transparent as possible about this maintenance requirement, it would be helpful to have this as a plat note.
This is Ron Hensley. That isn't my understanding after, the final comments from Jeff was that it was a redundant reiteration of city code, that, it is a given that property owners are required to maintain their property. And it was my understanding that, if we followed up with a reinforcement of it with an inclusion of those responsibilities in the closing documents, that city code already covered those requirements, that it be maintained by those property owners.
This is Jay Rodebeck. Mr. Rizvi, Adil, can you jump in here? I mean, I'm trying to help you guys out on this. I'm okay with this being a finding, but I don't want these property owners being blindsided by this. If it's a note on the plat, it's more, in my opinion, more likely to be caught by the property owner. But again, I'm okay with this being a finding. I'm just trying to make this as transparent to future property owners for lots 1 through 4. Adil, I see your hand raised.
Go ahead, Mr. Rizvi.
Yes. Hi, Jay. I think Ron is it's right. Exactly what we had discussed was this will be a part of the closing document, and the maintenance agreement and all that good stuff will go with the deed of the property. And so we had discussed that this will not be a part of the plat.
Okay, that's fine. I'll put this as a finding then. I'm really trying to, just help you guys out on this and your future property owners, and be as have it be as transparent as possible what's going to be required when it comes to maintenance of those terraces. So we can add this as a finding instead of adding it to the plat itself.
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to add that right now. Bear with me here because I got to change the language about the irrigation. I got it. A rather long note. I think the language of the note, which will be a finding, I don't think we need to change that based upon the timeline of the irrigation system to planting. All right. All right, so I'm going to put that finding in here. Oh. Oh, shoot. Oh, man. Well, it's not letting me put in all the characters. Let me think here how to do this. Well, I tell you what, Mr. Hearing Officer, it's limiting me on the number of characters I can put in. I've
Okay.
never run into this issue.
I have the planning report here. If that language would still be appropriate, I could just read that sort of orange text from the planning comments.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that, and I'll share my screen again. The language of the finding will be verbatim. And here it's this right here. It's this information here. It's just that instead of a note being added to the plat, it'll be a finding in the notice of decision. But this is the
Okay.
language here.
Okay. So it won't be a condition of approval. It'll just be a finding. Is that right?
Yeah,
Okay.
because it's not going to be a condition of approval. I'll just say that it'll be a finding. That's fine.
Okay. But then as to the next one per condition A of the preliminary plat, that one
That's
is.
what we're recommending, this be a condition of approval. I got to work on the language for the drip line irrigation system
Okay.
to tie that to issuance of a building for each building permits for lots 1 through 4 instead of the first building permit.
Okay.
So I'll add that in, and let me see here.
I had a question about that because the black text where it says per condition A of the preliminary plat, it says hand watering is acceptable for 24 months, and then which seems to imply that drip line would then take place 24 months after the building permit, whereas in the condition it sounds like the converse, that we're going to do drip
Yeah,
first.
and this is Jay Rodenbeck. I mean, if you look in our comments, if you listen to the recording, we were intending for there to be a period of time where there's drip line irrigation for the landscaping. And then once they establish roots, then at that point, it can just be hand watering. Like the regular rainwater should suffice. These are plants that are native, they should survive after they grow. I just think there is some confusion the way we crafted those conditions. But we can have some flexibility on when that irrigation system goes in, because it needs to be practical to install, to get the drip line system operating when it can actually operate, which is going to be when the water meter is installed with the building. So I'm going to put that in here.
Okay.
And it has the following conditions of approval. Hopefully, I don't run into this character limitation. This is not as much text, so hopefully, we don't run into that.
Jay, do you want to just maybe email those to Mr. Hearing Officer to read into the record?
I'm putting the chat right now. Oh, shoot. Sorry.
It was there for a minute.
Yeah, because I need to tweak the language. It's hard to operate. All right, I think I got it here. All right, here it comes. Here's the first condition of approval. The landscaping, as depicted on the landscape exhibit titled Wall Schematic, must be planted with a drip line irrigation system installed provided within the landscape terraces depicted on the landscape exhibit prior to the issuance of the building permit for each residential dwelling on lots 1 through 4. A drip line irrigation system is required to operate for a minimum of 24 months after the planting of the landscaping in the landscape terraces is depicted on the landscape exhibit, after which hand watering is acceptable. A copy of the recorded plat, this notice of decision, the landscape exhibit, and the wall exhibit should be included with future building permit submittals. And then I want to add another one more condition, then we're done. And that's the as-built. I can put that in verbatim, I believe.
Jay, this is Ron Hensley. Could I interject on that? I believe we're going to include that as-built as part of the grading and drainage certification for the as-built submittal. I think that would be it's the only methodology available to provide that type of certification. And so the wall plan, elevations, and grading would be certified through hydrology.
Well, but we just need to have that submitted prior to the issuance. I mean, it sounds like you're talking about for grade and drainage for the building permit, for the actual building, for the permits. And I'm just saying we'll need that prior to the issuance of the first building permit.
Yes, and the grading certification would include certification of the wall heights. That's why I thought that, and the grading certification would have to be completed prior to issuance of any building permit. So I just thought that, it
Well,
would be.
yeah, so we're okay on this one.
Okay, great.
We're okay. I mean, I'm going to put it in, but I mean, if anything, you're going to have to provide that before the issuance of the permit because it'll have to be for the grading and drainage plan. But I just want to make sure we got this on here. This is what we talked about. Mr. Beazar wanted to have this condition as city engineer, so I want to put this in. All right. And I'll just note that planning recommends a finding as verbally noted by the DHO. And as included in the memo, in their memo. So I think that'll cover. Think that'll cover the maintenance note, the maintenance finding.
Okay. And then I did note that there were some other comments just in terms of a correction of the application number on the plat. Was that done already?
Oh, that's a good point. Let me see here. Yeah, I didn't put those here. Let me put that in the Good point. I'm going to put that into the chat too. The
Okay.
application number on the plat must be corrected, and we need proof of approval of the DXF file.
Okay.
This is Ron Hensley. Approval of the DXF was included in our submittal.
Okay, well, do we want to go over that now? I mean, if you've met it, that's fine.
Okay.
I just don't recall seeing it. I'm just going to put it as a condition, but if it's met, then we're good.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, there we go. I think
Okay.
that's good. Thank you very much, sir, for pointing that out. I got wrapped up in our big conditions, but yeah, we had those existing conditions that need to be addressed.
Okay, great. All right, Mr. Hensley, did you have anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think we've covered it very well.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you everybody for working together on this. I believe this matter's ready for decision. Bear with me just 1 second here while I collect everything together. Okay. Having heard the evidence and reviewed the items in the record, I hereby approve agenda item 7, which is PR 2022-006568, SD 2024-0007 final plat request. Because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations. Bear with me 1 second here. With the finding that each owner shall maintain the landscaping on their lot in a neat and attractive manner, all grass, mass planting, and other plantings shall be moved, trimmed, and cut as necessary at regular intervals, and the owners of lots 1 through 4 shall be responsible for maintaining their respective landscape terraces along their backyards. The owner of lot 1 shall also be responsible for maintaining the landscape terrace and walls adjacent to Wilshire Avenue. The owner of lot 4 shall similarly be responsible for maintaining the landscape terrace south of the property. A drip line irrigation system is required to operate. I'm sorry, I'm just going to include that on the condition. And then that the owner and developer of the Valentino Estates subdivision shall be responsible for irrigating, watering the plants within the landscape terraces per the landscape exhibit while the houses are under construction. None of the species listed depicted on the landscape exhibit are leaf producing, hence leaf blowers will not be required unless any litter or leaves come from the neighboring backyards. Those were the findings. And then in terms of conditions of approval, first, the landscaping as depicted on the landscape exhibit entitled Wall Schematic must be planted with a drip line irrigation system installed and provided within the landscape terraces depicted on the landscape exhibit prior to the issuance of the building permit for each residential dwelling on lots 1 through 4. A drip line irrigation system is required to operate for a minimum of 24 months after the planting of the landscaping in the landscape terraces as depicted on the landscape exhibit, after which hand watering is acceptable. A further condition, a copy of the recorded plat, this notice of decision, the landscape exhibit, and the wall exhibit titled Wall Plan THO Exhibit should be included with future building permit submittals. Further condition, an as-built of the wall construction as depicted on the wall exhibit titled Wall Plan DHO Exhibit must be provided prior to the issuance of the first building permit for a residential dwelling on the subject property of this plat to confirm that the construction matches the wall exhibit or matches any changes in the design of the wall in concurrence with the neighbors per condition D of the preliminary plat. The as-built must be sealed and signed by a design professional licensed in the state of New Mexico. A further condition is that planning recommend, I'm sorry, that,
You already went over the finding, Mr.
yeah,
Haynes.
finding, we're good. Next condition is that the application number on the plat must be corrected to read SD 2025-00007. And the proof of approval of the DXF file from Aegis must be provided. And that concludes agenda item 7. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you, Ms. Shensley. That also concludes the agenda for today, which is the February 26, 2025 DHO meeting, and we are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.